Okay, Bishit. You know, it's there. All right, let's just see the Gemara first, and then we'll talk about the different Nidainim. We finished the Nusach. Levi Yeklai Lebei Rebbe. Is that what we're holding? I think so, right?
Yes.
Levi Yeklai Lebei Rebbe Behilula de Reb Shimon Berei. Barech Chamesh. He only made five brachas. Ravasi Yeklai Lebei Ravashi Behilula de Mar Berei. Berashis. So which bracha were they fighting over? So what does Rashi say? He skipped Yetzer Adam, right? Yetzer Adam is the second bracha. So, who held to skip it? Levi. Levi skipped. He only get five. One less kibbut. And Ravashi held six. Ravasi held six. Lema Bakim Iflagi. What's the machlaikis? Marasavai Chad Yetzirah. One holds that Adam and his wife were created together, which means that in Maaseh Bereishis, originally Hashem created two creatures, just they were joined together, a man and his wife. The other man, the other, says no. First Hashem created Adam, and then he saw Loitoiv Hayes Adam Levada, and he created Anisha. So the other was two Yetziris. So why do you say two brachas? The first brach is on the original Yetzirah. Hashem created Adam alone, the Tetzer Adam. And the second bracha, which is Shayatzar Adam Mitzalai, that already goes on the second creation, which is when Hashem created Adam, created Chava with Adam together. Have a Gemara line. The Kuliyam Machadi Yetzirah Hava. It could be everybody holds they were created originally. Marasava Basa Mashava Aslinam, Marasava Basa Maisa Aslinam. Machlaikis is, do you go Basa Kaddish Baruch's Mashava Kaviyachal to create them as two? In that case, it's all one creation. What do you go Basa Maisa? You had Rabbi Yehuda Rami, Ksiv Yevrel Kemis Adam Mitzalai, Ksiv Zach in the Cave of Baram, okay, it's it. But Chilala B'machshava Livroi Shnei, L'Bsaif Nivra Echad. So we pass in two, right? We make both brachas. That means, how do we pass in? The first bracha is on the Chad Yetzira, is on the Yetzira as one guf, and the second bracha is on the Shtei Yetziras. The nafkamina is a very big nafkamina in this Gemara, because the question is, if say the brachis is ma'akiv, as I think the first question on, no, it's not the first one. The second one on the sheet. The question of whether the Seder Brachis is ma'akiv or not. So the Berhetiv brings a Tshuvas Rambam, who says that the order is not ma'akiv. The Rambam actually says much more than that. He says not only is the order not ma'akiv, but if you only said, let's say under the Chuppah, you only said four Brachis, and you remember a few hours later, you could do the next other two a few hours later. The order of the brachas is not ma'akiv. They don't have to be done by vasachas. In general, all the paiskim agree. They argue only in which bracha. Homachlaikis is if you skip the bracha of Yetzer Adam and you said the bracha of Ashiyatzer Adam Mitzalmoy first. If somebody said Asher Yatzar instead of Yetzer HaAdam. And it happened, once I was at a wedding where this happened, where they called somebody up for a kibbut, and they call up, they give him the bench, and they told him to say Yetzer HaAdam. And Asher Yatzar HaAdam sounds like the same, looks the same, see, because he was nervous, or maybe he just wanted a longer bracha. So he said Asher Yatzar HaAdam B'tzalmai. And now the question was, can you say Asher Yatzar afterwards? Can you say Yatzar Adam afterwards? So what's the reason it should be ma'akiv, obviously? The tzad that it should be ma'akiv, the order should be ma'akiv, is because all the other brachas are independent brachas. Each bracha is its own bracha. But Asher Yatzar and Yatzar HaAdam follow each other. That says Yatzar HaAdam is the fact that Hashem created Adam, Adam first as one, and then Asher Yatzar is that Hashem created Adam Chava as two. So this is something which is a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina in the order, because that's the order the way it happened. So there's a sefer Atzei Arazim on Yerodaya, and he holds that it's ma'akiv. That the Seder is ma'akiv, because Hashem created first one and then two. So if you say the two, you're already including the one in the two. He says it's ma'akiv. And Rav Moshe, well, just these two, the order is ma'akiv, nothing else. It seems to be not like the Berhetiv. The Berhetiv just says, Seder's not ma'akiv, period. He says it's ma'akiv. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, says that that in Svara it should not matter. Up in Svara it shouldn't matter. There's a nice reason. He says because there's a tayalas in Adam being alone also. The tayalas in Adam Mechava, it's that bracha. But the original creation of Adam alone has its own tayalas also. And since it has its own tayalas, so each one deserves its own bracha independently. So each one deserves a bracha. Ramesh says up in Svara it's not ma'akiv. But at the end, he says, but l'maisa, safik brachas l'hakol. Since it's a safik, if you mess up under the chuppah, don't go back to the other bracha. So l'maisa, it sounds like if you mess up, you don't go back to the other bracha. It's a very major problem at a wedding. Why? Because you lose a kibbutz. And we can laugh about it sitting here, but the in-laws usually care very much. Usually Chas and Kalad couldn't care that much. People getting the kibbudim, by and large, doesn't matter to them that much either. But the parents, it matters a lot too. They split the brachas. So if under the chuppah you lose one, who loses it? The Chasan side or Kalad side? Does it go according to the one who made the mistake? Or the one that was skipped? You know, like, interesting shayla. So the wedding I was at, the Masada Kedushin paskin that they could do it, you know, that they could not like Ramesh. He said that it's okay, you could do do it out of order. So he did it out of order. So it saved the day. But moral of the story is don't make the mistake in the first place. You gotta get it. Gotta get it right. When you're under the chuppah, pay attention at least to the second bracha. That it should be Yetzer Adam and not Asher Yatzar. The one getting the second bracha is saying a long bracha, and you better catch him real quick. Very good. Very good. Okay, one second. I'd like to discuss the first shayla on your sheets, which is a beautiful lamdisha nidai. That's based on Rashi and Taisus. I'm assuming you learned Rashi and Taisus, who explain. All right, what are the six brachas? Anybody know them by heart? Shahakal, Yetzer Adam, Shiyatzar, Tassis, Metasamach, and then Ashabar. Everyone knows Ashabar is Bracha Achrita because it has its own singing, right? So, and the first two are short, right? Shahakal, Baruch Vaidai, and Yetzer Adam. And then comes Ashiyatzar, so it's Tassis and Metasamach. All of them begin with Baruch, except Sois Tassis and Sameach Tassamach. Very strange. Why? So Rashi and Taisus explain that the first brachas are independent brachas. Each one is its own, on its own topic. Shakol Baruch Vaidai is for the honor of the people who come, and Yetzer Adam is on the original Bria. Starting from Asher Yatzar and Sois Tassis and Sameach Tassamach, all three are on the same topic. They're on the topic of marriage. Right? So the bracha of Asher Yatzar, Adam Betzalma, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu splitting Adam into two, making two out of one, which, after all, is what marriage is about. And Sois Tassis is also a bracha, although it refers to Yerushalayim, but it's a bracha L'Kvayi D'Chasna. We mentioned Sois Tassis, Sameach Akara, which is Rosh Hashanah. And then Samech to Samech Reyam Ahuvim is certainly on the Chasna. So these three brachas are related one to the other. So the bracha is Asmuchas L'Chavrata, similar to Shmoyne Esrei. Shmoyne Esrei, the first bracha starts with Baruch. The rest of them are Brucha Asmucha L'Bracha Asmucha L'Chavrata. And therefore, so Tosis doesn't start with Baruch, because the previous bracha started with Baruch. So the Shaila, which Paiskim talk about, is whether you're allowed to split the kibbutim. I know everyone here assumes, of course you're allowed to split the kibbutim. Have you ever been by a wedding where they didn't split the kibbutim? Yeah, they always split the kibbutim. You were by a wedding. It was a chassidish with a rebbe or something in the game. What? You gave the rabbi all the brachas. Served the rabbi made all the brachas. What? You probably didn't get to Daf Ches. What? I imagine they may have. Usually it's split up. The truth is that it seems that it wasn't always the minig that way. In the Shaarei Ephraim, which is a sefer on laning, he has a shaila if you could split the Birchas HaHaftarah. You can give a kibbutz different people to say different brachas and shul by the Haftarah. And he writes that since it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta, the different brachas at the end of the Haftarah, one person should say all of them. And he says, k'moy sheva brachas, the ein mechalkin rak bracha achrita. It's just like sheva brachas, which nobody splits it up, except for bracha achrita. So he says that it seems the minig in his time was not to divide sheva brachas. What is the shaila tali? And it's a very lumdish shaila. What is bracha smucha l'chavrta? Two tzedadim to what bracha smucha l'chavrta is. Let's say Shmoyne Esrei. Ato gibar doesn't start with baruch. Why? It's smucha l'chavrta. You could learn two ways. You could learn that the bracha, baruch ata, of the first bracha goes on ato gibar as well. That the baruch in the first bracha applies to the second bracha too, and the third and the fourth, as many as smucha l'chavrta. Which means that the bracha does start with a baruch. Just which baruch? The baruch at the beginning. Where else do we have a bracha smucha l'chavrta? By benching. Same thing. The baruch of the first bracha goes on the second and third and fourth. Or you could learn, no, that bracha doesn't go on these things. It's just in the Nusach, when Chazal set up the original Nusach, these are the rules for the Nusach HaBracha. This is the way we set up Nusach HaBracha. But it's only the way we set up the brachas in the first place. It's not that the first Baruch goes on that. It's that when we construct the Nusach, if it follows another bracha, then it doesn't need a Baruch. A bracha which follows something doesn't need a Baruch. Only the beginning needs a Baruch and not something else. So, the first way, we say every bracha has a baruch. Just the first one goes in all of them. The second way, no. The bracha smuchavit just doesn't need to begin with baruch. Nafgamina is, if you could split it. If you hold that the first baruch goes on sois tosis, so you can't split it. Because the person saying sois tosis did not say the first baruch. You can't split it. If you hold, no. A bracha smucha l'chavrta doesn't need a baruch. So since sais tasos is next to another bracha, it doesn't need a baruch. Even if someone else says it. It's not that the first baruch goes on this. It just doesn't need it. Because it's smucha. So b'meil, if someone else makes it, he can also do it without a baruch. What's the difference? This bracha doesn't need a beginning of baruch. So this is what the shaila is talian. The Hartzvi, he's toilet in a shaila by Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is what we say after Baruch Hu in Shachris. So we have a bracha of the first bracha, which ends Yaitzer HaMayres. And we have the second bracha, which begins Avaraba, which ends Habecha Bamisra B'Avah. The question is the order ma'akiv? The Rashba says, if you want, you could say it the other way around. You could start Avaraba till Habecha Bamisra B'Avah, and then you can go to the first bracha. The order is not ma'akiv. That's what the Rashba says. So, even L'chatchila, the Yevid, everyone holds it's not ma'akiv. Even L'chatchila, the Rashba says the order is not ma'akiv. It's Beseach, I Avaraba is Smucha L'chavrata. It's out of order. How could you start Avaraba? You're not starting with Baruch. So there are two terutzim. And on those two terutzim depend the two tzadim of the Chakira. The Kesef Mishnah says that the reason you could say Avaraba first, out of order, is because it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. In the original takana, it follows Yetzer HaMayris. So originally the takana was without a baruch. In anything which the original takana was that way, it doesn't matter later if you say it out of order. Which means that you don't need a baruch at the beginning. This is a bracha which doesn't need a baruch. The original takana was that it follows Yetzer HaMayris. So you don't need a baruch at all. Which means he holds the first baruch doesn't go on Avaraba. It's just a bracha which was originally smuch l'chavrata does not need a baruch. The Rashba says a different teretz. The Rashba says that Avaraba doesn't begin with baruch for a different reason. He calls it a bracha ketzara, even though it's a long bracha. He calls it a bracha ketzara. It only has one topic in it. However you understand it, I don't fully understand it. However you understand that, but he holds the other way, that if it would be a bracha smucha l'chavrata, it would need a baruch. So the Rashba and Kesef Mishnah are apparently arguing in this machlaikis, and therefore the Hartzvi is noted to say that one person should get all the brachas. He says, unless... See, now we have to touch on another shaila. No, I'll get to it in a minute. Der Tzvi is naita to say that the Seder is... That you have one person has to get those three brachas. The bracha of Ashiyotzos Lebitzalmai, and says, Tesamech, have to go together. Rav Meisha, the Igris Meisha, is titled in the same thing, but he says the opposite. He says you could split it. He has a very nice raya, because you all are probably aware that in Birchas Kriya Shema, the halacha, you're allowed to say hello to somebody. So you learn there's a Mishnah in Brachas, which has a machlokes from Meir Reb Yehuda, if Meshivim, if Nei HaKavid, or Nei HaYira. It's always confusing to know by heart. One of them says, Meshivim Nei HaKavid, Paisim Nei HaKavid, or Paisim Nei HaYira, Meshivim Nei HaKavid. Right? You know what I'm talking about? That if a king comes and you're afraid of him, you're allowed to answer. Even in the middle of the brachas. But if it's just someone you have to have kavid for, so then only between the brachas. So that there's a difference between making a hefsik in middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, middle of a bracha, or Bein HaPrakim, or between the brachas. There's a different halacha. What's the difference, the Kurmaisha? If the original baruch goes on Avaraba, why are you allowed to be mafsik between Yetzer HaMayris and Avaraba? Why is that any different? Elamai, it doesn't go on it. The original bracha doesn't go on it. So Kurmaisha says that you're allowed to split the kibudim. He says it would be better if you know that you're getting sastasis, sameach to samach, you should have a mind to be yaitzah with the one who goes up and makes the bracha ashiyotzah sadam b'talma. You should have a mind to be yaitzah with his bracha, and therefore you'll be a hemshach. It's better. But Rav Moshe says you're allowed to split it. I don't understand is here you have two G'dayle Adar. Let's see, Pesach Frank or Rav Moshe, who have long tshuvas on the topic. B'chayrin is a very pashta raya. Yaki started to say before. Is there a pashta raya that you don't need smuch l'chavar to mamish from what we spoke about today? What was the first thing we spoke about? Rav Raya. What was the first shayla? And Yeshiva is the second one. Daughter's makif. So what's going on? Isn't that a raya? If the water is not makif, why did they bring a raya? If you can do seis tassis before Ashiyat Sasad of Etzalmai, isn't that a raya that it doesn't have to follow? Why did they bring that raya? On the water? No, but there's no machlaik, it's only Yetzer Adam and Ashiyat Sasad. No one argues, if you say seis tassis first, it's good enough, and you could say afterwards, Ashiyata. Isn't that a raya that you don't need? It should start with a Baruch Mamish. No? I don't want you to agree with me, I want you to disagree with me. It's not a good raya, but it seems to be a good raya. Yeah, Ms. Supik, if Seis Tosis must begin with a Baruch, you see if you invert the order. Unless what you say, what? If the Seid is not Makiv, it means any order is Makiv.
No, but it still ends up with a bracha before.
It doesn't have a bracha. If you get up, the first thing you say is Seis Tassis.
Oh, my fifth,
Seis
Tassis.
Yeah.
It's
a difference. He didn't say bracha first. Unless, like Yossi is saying, maybe Bidi, that everyone agrees, it's not Makiv. Machlek is lechatchilav, you could split it. Maybe the Yeved. Yeved, everyone agrees. No one says the Chatchila, you should say a different one. Maybe. What? That would be the difference. Al Kapanim, this is a big machlaikis. It would be better, it seems, to be Yitzhak Kol Hashitis, but you're not going to get a choice. Probably. And therefore, except by some Hasidim, they give the Rebbe all the brachas. Which is Gevaldig, you have no fights over Kibbutim, you just give the Rebbe all the Kibbutim, you have no problem. But otherwise, it's a... Shadow number three. The Sheva Brachis... Oh, nice shadow. The Sheva Brachis, Dafke, after benching, or is it even in the middle of the meal? Let's say you're having a Sheva Brachis, and Shkia is coming, it's the last day, it's the seventh day, after nightfall, they're going to become ois chas and kala. They'll become, says they're still married, but they're not, there's no Sheva brachas. Can you, in the middle of the meal, stop, make Sheva brachas, and then finish the meal? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that this is totally in Alamdish Shaila again. Now listen carefully to the question. Is Sheva brachas a din in the Suda? Or is Sheva Brachas a din in benching? What does the Svara tell you? Is Sheva Brachas a chiyuv in the Suda? Or is it a chiyuv in the benching? Think about that one. Well, what does Svara say? What does the Svara say? I think, if you ask most people, they would assume it's a din in the Suda. What does that have to do with benching? What does Sheva Brachas have to do with benching? No? That's what most people would assume. It's a din in the Suda. Certainly if you learn... What?
If you don't wash,
could you make Sheva Brachas? Well, that's a good question. If you don't wash, could you make... Should that be totally in this? Maybe.
You can make a sentence.
Maybe. Maybe. What happens if you have panim chadashis, they're there for the whole meal, and they leave before benching? You say Sheva Brachas. Huh? The panim chadashis leaves before benching, so you don't say Sheva Brachas. As Ketshuva says, you don't say Sheva Brachas. Is that a raya? So Shlomo Kluger brings a raya that's a din of Birchas Hamazon. Because you see, if the panim chadashis leave before benching, you don't say Shema Brachas. Is that a raya?
So you should. Oh,
for sure. Well, say something more pashut. If the Sheva Brachas leave, if the Panim Chadashis leave before benching, you don't say Sheva Brachas. Is that a right to din of benching?
That's right. You don't say Sheva Brachas before it
leaves. Oh, it's only a raya that you need the Panim Chadashis by the Sheva Brachas. It's not a raya you need them by benching. I don't understand why that should be a raya to the Shaila. Rav Shlomo Kluger brings a raya. Since the Panim Chadashis leave, you don't say. It's a raya, it's a din and bench.
Yeah.
Understand the raya. So say it right then. He doesn't have proof,
you
know.
Since you don't say it right then, it must mean that you can't say it right
then. No, he doesn't say it that way. Maybe that's what he meant. It could be. Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's a din and bench. And he has a nafgamina, something we spoke about last week. He says it's a din in benching, and it's a din in the chasen and kala's benching. So when the chasen and kala bench, there's a din sheva brachas. Therefore, he says, if you're at a wedding, and you're planning to leave early, you're going to leave the wedding early, so you make a minyan at your table and you're benching, do you make sheva brachas? He says, no. It's not a din in the suda. The Suda is not Mechayev. The Suda is Mechayev. No. The benching is Mechayev. The Chos and Kala benching, they're not benching yet. You're leaving before they bench. If it would be a din in the Suda, when you have your own table at a wedding benching, you have to make Shabbat Brachas. Hey, yes, it's a din in Birchas Hamazon of the Chos and Kala. So therefore, you don't. You don't make Shabbat Brachas when you bench over. That's one nafka.
What?
What would they hold if the Chasen Kala also listened to the Shabbat? Without benching. He says that when Chasen Kala benches. With this, Rav Shlomo Kluger answers Akasha. You know that if you wash for Hamaitzi on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and you end your meal, it's already very light. It's already chayil. You still say, Ritzevach Litzeinu, Yala V'Yavai. Because the beginning of the meal is enough to be mechayiv you, Ritzevach Litzeinu. Chilas Asudim. Why is that different than Sheva Brachas? How come if you start the Suda, Mibayid Yayim, of the seventh day, and you bench later at night, why don't you make Sheva Brachas? You started the meal. It should be enough to be mechayiv you. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger, no. Because Ritzevach Litzeinu, you're mechayiv when? As soon as you eat a kazayis. As soon as you eat a kazayis in the Suda, you're mechayiv to bench and say, Ritzei, or Yalav Yavah. The chiyav is in the Suda. So Tchilas HaSuda is mechayiv. Sheva Brachis is a chiyav in Birchas Hamazon. So until you're benched, there's no chiyav Sheva Brachis. When you bench, the chiyuv is chal. And therefore, when you bench, it has to be the zman. This is all, Reb Shlomo Kluger says this in a tshuva. He has a sefer ha'elof l'chashleima, and this is what he says. In Simen Kuf Zayin. Reb Shlomo Zalman, in the piece that's here, was asked this shayla, and he brings a very nice raya. There's a big shayla in the Paiskim, what to do if you have Sheva Brachis at the Pesach Seder. What's the Shaila? What's the problem with Sheva Brachis at the Pesach Seder? No, it's only the third day, fourth day. You don't have 4 days. The problem is after benching, you're not allowed to be Maisef Ala Kaisis. So then you have to have Arba Kaisis. First, second, third, fourth. During the meal, you can drink as much as you want. But once you bench, you're not allowed to be Maisef Ala Kaisis. You can't have extra Kaisis. So if you're going to bench ala kais and then take another cup for Sheva Brachas, you're going to have a problem. So for this reason, the Paiskim have eitzes what you should do. Some say you should include Sheva Brachas in the benching kais. Some say you should include it in the fourth kais that you make at the end. Frakim Shleim is Amun Arbach. Have a Pashta Eitzim. Do Sheva Brachs in the middle of the meal? During the meal, you're allowed to add. Alamai, it's a Raya, Zakrim Shleim is Amun, that it's not a din in the Suda. It's a din in Berchas Hamas. Tremendous Chiddush. Because otherwise, you could do it during the Seder. During the meal of the Seder, do it. Alamai, it's a Raya, it's a din in Berchas Hamas. And you cannot do it in the middle of a suit. So this is the psak of Shaila number 3.
Why can't the Chazal, the second case of Sheva Brachos, why can't that be their third case? Because usually by the Seder, all of us bench on the case.
And the case of Sheva Brachos, everyone fills up their cup before benching. And everyone benches on the case, not just Levarim. And that's why you would have to now do both on this case. That's the question. Can you do both on this case? Rav Shlomo Zalman has another nafkamina, which is a little more complicated. And that is, that gets down to have to be magdim the shayla of why we read the ksuva. So let's talk about why we read the ksuva, and then we'll get back to Rav Shlomo Zalman's second point. But we read the ksuva under the chuppah. Does the Gemara say anything about a ksuva? Nothing. I told you last week that the only place you find in this Masechta a mention of reading the Ksuba is in the Mardechai. In the back, the Mardechai says that there's a minute to read the Ksuba in between the Erisin and the Nesuah. What's the reason for that? So everyone says the reason is to make a hefsik between the Erisin and the Nesuah. Why do we need a hefsik? Why do we need a hefsek between Eris and the Nesuah? Have any idea? Give the Chassan a chance to think it over one more time. Huh? Why do we have a hefsek between the Eris and the Nesuah? Know why? What would be the problem with no hefsek?
The agafen.
You make a bar pri agafen, you might see the Chassan drinks. Right? The Mesadik Kedushin says bar pri agafen. The Chassan's my yaitz, what he drinks. Now, you're going to go make another bar pri agafen. The chasn already made bar pri agafen. So for that reason, we're mafsik in between we're reading the ksuba. This is what it says in the Paiskim, we'll explain this mimic. So now the chasn can make a new bar pri agafen. If he doesn't make it, someone might see him with it. Okay, new bar. It's a hefsik. What's the problem with this? What? Yeah, is it a hefsek? Let's say you're in the middle of a meal. You're eating a meal at your home. In the middle of eating, you get a ksub and you read it. So now you have to make a new bracha on your food?
What if you make for the mishnah, you can go around the block and you make a hefsek and wash again afterwards?
You have to wait. I don't think you're going to you have to wait half an hour and the hefsek is not. Just reading a ksub is not a... What kind of business? Well, what is this business with the hefsek? Very strange thing. If it would have a makar, it would be one thing. There's no clear makar. So Shlomo Zalman writes about this. He writes, first of all, he says the best thing is the chassan should have in mind the feirish on the first bar pri agafen, but he does not want it to apply to the second kais. You should have in mind the feirish under the chuppah. That's what he says, first of all, because it's not so pashut, these two bar pri agafens. But then he explains. Explains that every mitzvah we do ala kais. Einay mishira el ala yayin. Every special thing that we do, Jews are into wine. Everything we do, right? B'nir ben, you have wine. Bris mila, you have wine. Shavu brachas, you have wine. Kiddush, you have wine. Lachayim, you take out whatever. Wine. The Gemara used to take out wine. Who's the first one that made lachayim? It says Rabbi Kiva, I think it was. He had a minig to say l'chayim. So the Gemara says, he said chaya. chaya v'chamra. He said wine and l'chaim. So there's a minute to have wine. Einay mishira el alayim. Really, erisin and nisuin, each one deserves its own cup of wine. Erisin is one thing, and nisuin is a separate thing. It's sad the din of einay mishira el alayim. Each one should have its own kais of yayin. However, if you do two mitzvahs simultaneously, you only use one kais. And the example he brings is Yak Nahaz. Yak Nahaz is when Yom Tif is Matzoy Shabbos, you make Kiddush and Avdallah together on one kais. It's Kiddush of Yom Tif and Avdallah of Shabbos. Why don't we take two kais, two separate mitzvahs? If you do it at the same time, you use one kais. Memeila Zech Rishayim Zalman, really Eris and Nisuin deserve two kaises, the two mitzvahs. And for many generations, they did Erisin and Nisuin 12 months later. They had two kaises. We do it together. He says if there's any hefsik between them, it's not a din hefsik. It's because two mitzvahs have two kaises, unless you do it simultaneously. As long as you're not doing it simultaneously, each one deserves its own kais. And that's why each one gets its kais and its own bar v'agafen. And we're mafsik with something in between, it shouldn't be simultaneous. That's how Shem Zalman explains.
Is that one thing, one conclusion is saying the brachas too?
Then what?
It's one conclusion, the Eris and also do the Nisuin.
And it's not the difference. As long as the two mitzvahs are not at the same time, you get two. You get two brachas. Because after the Shnichel Torah, you don't need it. What he's saying is, since it's not so clear, you need this chiddush, this whole Shnichel Torah, in order to explain it. So it's better, you should have a mind b'feish. But in a chinami, according to this explanation, it would be automatic. It deserves its own bar priyagav. Now, let's get to Sheva Brachas during the week. At Sheva Brachas, we bench and say Sheva Brachas. How many Bairi Priya Goffins do we make? Really only one. Now if different people drink, different people are going to make Bairi Priya Goffin. But let's say one person benches and he gets the Sheva Brachas. He only makes one Bairi Priya Goffin. He doesn't make two Bairi Priya Goffins. Right? He only makes one Bairi Priya Goffin. Why? Because these two mitzvahs are simultaneous. Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachas are done simultaneously, done without any hefsek between them. And Memeila, you only have one Bari Priyagafen, you only have one Kais, and one Bari Priyagafen. The fact that you only need one Bari Priyagafen, so Krishna Mizalman, why don't we make a hefsek of reading the Ksuba? I don't know what you're going to read at Sheva Brachas. I can read the Ksuba, you'll read, find something else to read. Maybe I'll make a speech in between. Why don't we do that? So for Shlomo Zalman, it's a raya that Sheva Brachas is a din in benching. That's actually a din in benching. That's his additional raya that it's a din in benching. Because we don't make two Bari Priya Goffins, we make one. Our minig is to use separate cups by benching. One cup for benching and one cup for Sheva Brachas. It's not clear that you need that. It's our minig. Different minhagim about when to fill up the second kais. When do you fill up the second cup? Some hold to fill it up dafka by benching. Because he holds all one big mitzvah, the benching should go on the kais too. And some hold to dafka not fill it up by benching. It shouldn't be a cup of benching. You should have one cup of wine for benching. And einos mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, you should have a separate cup of wine for Sheva Brachas. So machlekes in the paiskim about filling up, when to fill up the kais. So in the yeshiva world we have an eitzah, which you might notice now that you hear it by Sheva Brachas. The eitzah to fill up one kais to the top, and the second one to fill up only halfway. So you sort of, you can look at it, that you, You get to both sheetas. You can look at it, you're not get to any sheeta. You know, it depends how you look at it. But you fill it up so the benching goes on it. But you don't want it to look like a tear, that you don't want to be much. You have to fill it up separately. So you finish pouring it afterwards. Rav Pam, the Atar Lamelech, has a piece on this minute. You can look at the Atar Lamelech. He says that on Shabbos you don't have to do it, only on weekdays. For his cheshbon. But our Kapana wants to get to us is that there are chalukei days as to whether you have two kaisis, how many is to have two. Two for that. Let's move on to the next Lechabe Bracha 4. Lechabe Bracha Levishalei Ochal Besuda Sheva Brachas. The Mechashleimoy says that Al Pisvara, it's okay. You don't have to eat. But the minig is to give Sheva Brachas only to people who ate. What should this be tali in? What should the lomdis be tali in? If it doesn't have to be Pana Chadash, it's the Sheva Brachas. Let's say it's the Antipas Samaya, but he didn't want to eat. What? All the
obviously for him, or if it's
what? If it's a din and benching, so maybe only benching people should have a right to say Sheva Brachas.
Like maybe
what?
If you mark Sudha for him specifically, then
you have
to
also. Oh, you mean it doesn't make sense that he's Marv Simcha if he doesn't participate in the Simcha?
Right, that's probably...
Yeah. Let's say the Panam Chadashis did eat, and there's some other guest who didn't eat. Could you give him the bracha? So again, you're saying it's totally if it's a din in benching, maybe that's the reason for the minig. It's funny that Shlomo Zalman himself doesn't. It's a very short tshuva. It just says the minig is to be tali in that. L'chayra should be tali if it's a din in benching. You have to bench. If it's a din in the suda, you have to participate in the suda. So maybe any eating. If it's a din in the suda, any eating. In benching, you should have to bench. Maybe. Maybe. I'm not sure what the lomdis of that is totally in. And the fifth and final, Ein lo yayin is a ma'akif. Big tumult in the paiskim. Made a mistake on the sheet. It's a machlaikis, the chalkas machlaikik in the Beishmur. If I recall correctly. It's actually machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam. What's the Shaila? Again, our Gemara doesn't say a word about a cup of wine. It doesn't say anything about a cup of wine in this Gemara. And it seems, as a matter of fact, the Raya that it's not Ma'akiv is from Ravasi Be'erach Shes. Ravasi made six brachas. Why didn't he make Bar Pe'agafen? He made seven brachas. Bar Pe'agafen. So it seems to be a raya from the Pashto Sagamara. Maybe.
Maybe you assume that
it's not a chashuv of bracha to be counted separately. Yeah, why didn't it mention the taka? You know what we have to do? I should have looked at Masechta Shabbos, which says the nusach of the Brichas Hamila, which says Baruch Pe'agaf in there. I don't think it does. There, everyone holds. That you make alayayin. Inam shir alayayin. That would seem to be the makar for it. So akapanim, this is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh is Siman Tezayin here in the back. He says avad lechatchila you should have wine, but if you don't have wine, you could use other chamar medina, other drinks. And the Rosh holds that it's ma'akiv. To have at least chamar medina is ma'akiv. Which means, if you don't have something to drink, you can't. The Rambam says that, l'chatchil, he says, im yesh yayin, mevarchin al yayin. If there's wine, You make a bracha on the wine, which means it's lechatchila, but it's not ma'akiv. So machlokes ledina, the chalkes machlokes says it's not ma'akiv. The Beis Shmuel says it is ma'akiv. The Sefer HaMakna paskins that it's not ma'akiv. But the Beis Shmuel, it's a machlokes halacha l'maisim. I was once beside the Kedushin at a wedding, where right before the chuppah, I was told that the kala was allergic to sulfites. Sulfites, most wine or grape juice has sulfites in it. And the kala was very allergic to it. And there was no organic grape juice at the wedding. It was right before they were supposed to go to the chuppah. And I didn't know, is it makiv if the kala should drink or the kala shouldn't drink? So fortunately, I had organic grape juice in my house, and I sent someone for it. We have one Shabbos guest who's allergic, and we always used to buy organic grape juice for him, but organic grape juice doesn't taste so good, so we stopped. Nobody drank it. But at any rate, I had at that time some at home, and the wedding was in Flatbush, so I sent someone home for it. If the kala's drinking is ma'akiv, I didn't find in the paiskim. Birchas chasanim, certainly. In Birchas Erusin, everyone holds the wine is not ma'akiv. Beside the Kedushin Brach, everyone holds the wine is not ma'akiv. The whole machlokes is in Birchas Nisuin. The Rosh himself makes the chilek. And I guess B'shas Adchak, you certainly could be Ma'asimech, and the Beis Shmuel and the Sefer HaMakna, all that's not ma'akiv. Not having it at all is not ma'akiv. The kala drinking is even less far, it should be ma'akiv. So you certainly could be Simech that it's not. But Al Kaponim, it's a machlokes ha'paiskim of wine is ma'akiv. In most of our weddings, we don't have the problem. It's a shame when you get married, make sure they have white wine. Why should you have white wine? This is Bill. See, everyone knows this. The other questions, everyone knows. Right, the cows are very nervous. If it's red wine, it spills on their gown. They just spent all their energy to have just the right gown, and shouldn't get stained. So you have to have white wine. Okay. Something else I learned. You know, there's a minig under the chuppah. It seems to be, it's not a halacha minig. It's just the custom is, you know, you give the chassan's father to give the chassan to drink, and you give the kala's mother to give the kala to drink. So I was once at a wedding, and I said, give it to the kala's mother. So the kala's mother got the cup of wine, and she started drinking. She didn't know. She says the first time she never did it before, you know. She thought that she gets a kibbutz, you know, to drink. It's very embarrassing. So it's not ma'akiv if she drinks, but you know, that's not what we had in mind. Okay, so these are the five shaivas. Let's learn another little piece of Gemara. We still have a few minutes. Ravashi Eklai Lebei Rav Kahana Yumakama Baruch Kulu. Kaveilach Yikaparim Chadashis Baruch Kulu Ila Yachushi Simcha Bialmahu. So Shaila is, what happens if at the wedding meal there are no Parim Chadashis? Says, if at the wedding meal everybody at the wedding meal was at the chuppah. According to the Rosh, it's no Shaila, because being at the chuppah doesn't pass you from being Parim Chadashis. According to the Rambam, it would pass you if you were at the chuppah. So let's say you have a wedding where everybody was at the chuppah that's there at benching. Probably can happen often. By the time you get to especially a very light wedding, only the very close people are there by benching. Right? Usually by benching, it's not half the crowd or a third of the crowd is there. And they were all by the chuppah, you have no Parim Chadashis. Like the Rambam, could you bench? So this Gemara says that you can. At the wedding meal, you don't need Panim Chadashis. You don't have to have Panim Chadashis. It's enough, the fact that it's the wedding meal, that does not need Panim Chadashis. The Rambam holds that Yuma Kama is Dafka. It's the whole first day. It's not just the wedding meal. The whole first day, any meal you make, the first day of the wedding, was they get married on a Sunday night, and then Monday afternoon, the Shabbat Brachas, you don't need Parim Chadashis. Because Sunday night is Monday in our calendar. So Monday is Yuma Kama. The Rambam holds you don't need Panach
Hadash.
No, it has to be this calendar day. Yeah, it's a good shot. One second. So this is the Rambam Shita, the whole first day. And the Rosh says that it doesn't mean the whole first day is not true. Paiskim talk about, Pesach Tshuva brings, what happens if you get married before Shkia? And then you have the meal later, it's after Shkia, and you have no Panim Chadashis. What do you do then? So this is Nageya, it's Nageya like the Rambam. More so, by a second marriage, what did we learn? By a second marriage, your brach is how many days? The bracha is how many days?
One.
So let's say they get married before Shkia. Now they have their wedding meal at night, and they're ready to bed. Just the second day. What do you do now? Second day, there's no bracha. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Simen Samach Beis Ois Yud that this is a din of bracha rishayna of Suda Kamaisa. And you make Shabbat brachas. Just like if there's no part of Chadashis, even if it's not the first day, but Suda Kamaisa, you still make Shabbat brachas. And he brings those who are Masupik about it as well. Ramayshin, it shares a tshuva on this. He says, Avada, if the Suda is right after the Chuppah, there's no question, you make Shabbat brachas at the Suda. Still considered part of the first day, even though Shkia passed in between, or Tzeisak Chom passed in between. Still part of the same thing. So Ramesha says, why is a hefsik like in Europe? They have the chuppah, they have a hefsik, and then they make it. So Ramesha writes something to the effect that if the hefsik is, because they're setting up the meal and they're preparing, so then it's still considered samach. But if there was no plan to have a meal, they had a chuppah, and they planned to have a suit, and then they change their mind, then it would be different. Gemara goes on. Mevarech shasimcha b'mayinai v'ashebara. If there's no panim chadashis, you make shasimcha b'mayinai v'ashebara. So this is nagei l'alacha. If you ever had a sheva brachis, there's no panim chadashis, you could still make the last bracha v'ashebara. But that's only till the end of the 7 days. Yeshivah at shloishim, bein amalumach v'silula, bein lo amalumach v'silula. Whether the get together was in honor of Chas and Kalu or not, Mavarish Hasimpa B'mayinai, Kam Ve'eloch, Yomelu Machmesi Lula. If you're having a meal in honor of Chas and Kalu, Mavarish B'mayinai, Vilai, Lai. Chi Omele Machmesi Lula, Aremas, till how long? If it's because of Chas and Kalu, Amra Papi, Shmei Durava, Ah, Tresa, Yarche Shata. Meikara Me'eimas, and when do you start Chasimcha B'mayinai? It says, for us, it's not Negea, because we do Eris and under the Chuppah. But they used to do Eris earlier, up to 12 months earlier. From when do you start saying Shasimcha B'mayinai? Amra Papa Michi Ramu Sari Be'asinta. When they put the hops into the barrels to prepare the beer for the wedding. Of course, this is an important Gemara. It's a Raya that you're supposed to have beer at a wedding. Right? Because they prepared beer. Eini, Hara Papa Yasik La'abu Marbarei Berech B'shas Erisin. Papa himself did it mishaseris and shani rapapa dav tarachlai. He prepared earlier. What's the reason for when you throw in the beer? The reason is from when you're committed. If the erisin person engaged, he plans to get married, but who knows what trouble could come in between. Say, if the erisin, who knows? When you prepare, you're committing to be at the wedding, that's different. Ravina yasaklai labrei beirav chavivu beirach mishaserisin. Omar kimli begavai lehadribu. This is a great shidduch. This shidduch is definitely, there's going to be a wedding. The end, it didn't work out that way. The moral of the story is that you still have to work on it, even after you're sure it's good. You still have to work on it. Okay, tomorrow I hope to cover a lot of ground. Please, as you know, the Gemara and the Yomid Beis is quick. So please, keep it in. Brian?